Ritter Jr.
VOA's Christina Manenti with your worldwide news update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a Russian drone with a high explosive warhead struck the protective shell of the Chernobyl nuclear reactor on Friday. AP correspondent Karen Chemas reports.
Footage shared by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed the moment of the impact and the damage to the confinement, including interiors of the shell being hosed down with water following the strike. Zelensky wrote on his social media page that the strike damaged the structure and started a fire which has been put out. The International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed the information, saying that their team on site heard an explosion coming from the confinement. The new safe confinement, as it is known, was built in 2016 with European and US assistance to safeguard the remains of the fourth reactor of the power plant, which was destroyed during the Chernobyl disaster in 1986. I'm Karen Chemas.
Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said that he did not have precise information on the alleged incident, but that Russia does not attack nuclear infrastructure, dismissing the accusation as a quote-unquote provocation. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance on Friday urged Europeans to spend more on defense as he arrived for an international security conference in Germany.
Europe is, of course, a very important ally for the United States. We also think it's really important to recognize that in the future, we think Europe is going to have to take a bigger role in its own security.
Ukrainian President Zelensky said on Friday that Europe would unite around Ukraine for its own reasons as European governments fret about the waning U.S. commitment to security on the continent. Germany's defense minister said it had been a mistake by U.S. President Donald Trump to take the bargaining chips of Ukrainian NATO membership and territorial concessions off the table, but said it was fair to expect Europe to take on a greater share of its defense burden. Vance is set to meet Zelensky.